I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, in today's video, I have three fantastic revenge stories for you, starting with this one. When this poor guy's dad passes away quite suddenly, the guy can't unfortunately get back to his home country to go to the funeral. He just doesn't have enough money. So he tries to claim money from his insurance company to get back to the funeral. But like any stingy insurance company, they say no, even though his father has just suddenly passed away. But in response, as some amazing revenge, this genius comes up with an incredible way of getting the money from that insurance company. Let's get into that story. Besting a travel insurer. In 2013, my dad passed away while my brother and I were on our own independent international adventures. I was in Spain and my brother was in Canada, and we needed to get back to Australia. My travel insurance was dodgy, but eventually paid out after a few complaints, which is pretty standard practice. My brother tried to claim $9,000. He could only get one emergency seat on a bunch of connecting flights, and with that and his flight back after the funeral, etc., and other cancellations, it all added up. Shock horror, his claim was rejected. Back then, there wasn't an industry body that dealt with travel insurance companies, or if there was, we had no idea what it was. So my brother went through the usual hurdles involved with the appeals and complaints process. Eventually, they told him that his claim for $9,326 was rejected and their determination was final. So back then, companies didn't really have Twitter handles, especially not insurance companies. So my brother, ever the troll, created a Twitter handle in this insurance company's name, complete with their official logo. He quickly set about gaining thousands of followers and legitimately began answering their questions with truthful, albeit quite negative responses. Things like, question, my daughter and I want to travel to Paris. What insurance cover would you recommend? And then he would answer, we would recommend you take the premium for our comprehensive cover and burn it. We don't like to pay out for any insurable event because it upsets our shareholders, you see. Have fun in Paris, etc., etc. The insurance company got wind of this and sent him a cease and desist letter. My brother counter-offered with a contract for the company to purchase the Twitter account and 2,500 potential customers for the very reasonable price of $9,326. And they agreed. I mean, that is just legitimately genius from your brother. Like, that's so creative. What a great way to get back at an insurance company who, let's be honest, are notorious for, you know, not paying out on claims that are kind of fair. Your dad died. You're obviously gonna have to get back to the country for his funeral and, you know, you can't expect your dad to die, so it's a horrible thing not to pay out. But the way your brother got about getting the money, genius sort of stuff. Remember, guys, this was back in 2013 when a lot of companies, as OP says, especially travel insurance companies, just didn't even know what Twitter was, let alone had their own Twitter handle. So jumping on that early, gaining a big following and just kind of abusing that, brilliant stuff, great revenge. Now moving on to our second post. Act like a butt in the middle seat. Get arrested. This happened on a flight back after dropping my mother-in-law off at home. She was in her 80s and didn't like flying alone. So whenever she visited with my wife and me, I ended up flying down to pick her up and flying back with her to take her home. I liked earning the miles, plus I enjoyed it a lot because I genuinely adored my mother-in-law. Anyway, I had the aisle seat, which I always book, and the guy in the middle seat, who was there before me, refused to move his leg and kept his arm on the armrest. I get in my seat, but he's really pushing back hard. It feels like he's basically trying to take over the entire row. I'm now pushing back too, but I refuse to continue this the entire flight, even though it's barely a 75-minute flight. As the flight attendant walked by prior to liftoff, I purposely commented loud enough for her to hear, "Dude, stop trying to play footsie with me, I'm not interested." He got all flustered and moved a little bit, though not a lot. Fast forward to just after takeoff. The seatbelt sign is turned off and they're getting ready to serve drinks. Now he's spreading out again, but even more than before. I unhooked my belt and jumped out of my seat, yelling at him to stop touching me. The flight attendant and the air marshal rush up to me as quickly as they could to see what was going on, while he's trying to form words. I tell them he keeps rubbing his leg against me and won't stop even after I tell him to. Now, before this guy could even respond, the passenger in the window seat says he's rubbing up against him too. So, the guy gets taken out of the middle seat, protesting the whole time. He sat down in a jump seat with the marshal next to him. The flight attendant comes back to me and the guy by the window and offers us a free alcoholic drink for our inconvenience. We both accept gladly. Free beer is always a good thing. About 20 minutes before the flight is supposed to land, the marshal comes back to me and asks if I wanted to press charges. I seriously thought about doing it, but I said no. I'm just glad he's not next to me and pushing up against me anymore. The guy in the window seat said the same, and we figured that was that. After the flight landed and we had exited the plane, I see the middle seat guy in cuffs and a couple of cops talking to the flight attendant. The air marshal saw me standing there and walked over to me. I asked him what happened. He said the guy called the flight attendant a female dog and a few other choice words, and she was now pressing assault charges against him because he did make a threat of bodily harm. He asked me again if I wanted to press charges, and again, I told him no, the guy's clearly already in enough trouble. As I walked away, I looked at the idiot and just started laughing. Maybe next time he'll just move. Look, I didn't want him arrested, I just wanted him to stop being a butthole. But he's the one who decided to make it worse for himself. Look guys, I can imagine that all of us right now have been next to someone, be it on a plane, a coach, a bus, whatever, even in a car, you know, your own family, who just doesn't want to give up the armrest, you know, is coming over to your side of the car, plane, whatever, your seat, you know, kind of like getting all up in your grill, in your personal space, and it's not the most enjoyable thing. Especially when it's a stranger on a plane, on a, not a long journey, but you know, over an hour, that's a decent amount of time for someone to annoy you by shoving into you and just taking up your personal space. It's a very unenjoyable thing. Let me just keep it at that. I remember once I was flying back from Cambodia, I think it was, and some guy sat down next to me, put his briefcase pretty much on my seat, and it just kept sliding pretty much like into my thigh the whole flight. I did say to him, mate, can you just stop, you know, can you just put your briefcase, you know, under the chair or on your lap? He wasn't having any of it. So yeah, that annoyed me, and that's probably why I chose this story, because I have clear parallels and clear experiences that are similar to OP in this situation. It's not fun, but clearly this guy was an absolute butthole, because he went one step further and just started abusing the staff for no real reason. I didn't do that. Let me just make that clear, and neither the guy next to me. But yeah, what a horrible person, and he deserved everything he got. And now moving on to our final story of revenge. Bakery had my mum's car towed, so I got the business closed down. This happened about 8 years ago, in 2013. And when I tell people the story, I get mixed reactions. So I figured, why not just tell Reddit? I mean, that is the place to go to get some real serious criticism or love. You know, Reddit is a very close-knit community. They can be very harsh, Redditors, but they can also be lovely, and they will honestly tell you how good or bad your story is. So let's go. My mum and I decided to go out to lunch one day. We drove until we found a lot that's business did not appear to be open at the time. My mum pulls into the lot and parks in a spot. We both walk over and investigate the business's window. It was a pastry shop for purposes later in the story. The lights weren't on, the door was locked, and there was a sign that says closed right behind the door. We conclude that they are closed and went to eat our lunch. We finish eating about a little over an hour later and come back to find that our car was missing, but the bakery was now open. My mum and I walk inside the bakery and ask if they'd seen our car. The owner, with a very stern tone and attitude, said, "Yeah, I had it towed because it was taking up spots for potential customers. You should have come inside to ask me first." My mum responds that we did attempt to see if she was open and even buy something to see if we could park there for an hour or so. But she calls us liars and said she'd been open all day and that we never attempted to ask. My mum just basically said we tried and that it was wrong for her to tow us with so many other spots still available. The owner says something back to my mum that really upset her and made her cry. All while this was going on, I was taking mental notes that this bakery slash pastry shop was having ventilation and insulation work being done. The insulation worker, who I can only assume was a random contractor and not a specialist, was doing the work right over the prep table for the food, all while smoking a cigarette. As I go to console my mum, I turn around and tell the lady her sign still says closed, like when we originally came to the door. She storms up to me, picks up the sign, and slams it around to open. "We are open now," she says. I calm my mum down, and we eventually got the car back from the tow company and got home. Now, once we got home, I was angry that lady made my mum cry. So, of course, I wanted revenge. I called the health department for the city. I say exactly what I've just written above to the guy on the phone, who puts me on hold and tells me to repeat everything I said word for word to his director. Okay, that's how you know it's getting serious. When director gets involved, you know it's gone to another level. I tell the director the story. Nothing about the car being towed. Obviously, I was a concerned citizen, that's all. She verifies the address location with me 3 separate times. Yes, the name was X. Yes, it was across the street from this restaurant on this street. She then tells me that she shut down that business the week prior for plumbing issues, insulation, and multiple other infractions.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The business owner was told she could not be open and operate a business until the plumbing issue was fixed and approved. She told me she would handle it. Later that night, on the news, I see that the business was being shut down for good for all the infractions, and I could see my mum looking so confused and happy at the same time. Like, karma worked for her that quickly? But I told my mum about what I did years later, and she absolutely loved it. Alright, well, don't get me wrong, this was great revenge and all, but honestly, if I went into like a shop like that that was serving food, and I saw someone with a cigarette doing plumbing work or whatever, just ventilation work, probably, I guess, you know, in the ceiling or the floor where dust is coming up all over the food, there's going to be loads of dust particles at the very least going all over the food. That is not healthy. You kind of have to report that, even if, you know, the people weren't being idiots to you towing your car and just being horrible people in general. You'd still feel, you know, kind of inclined to report that just because it's so unhealthy and just not clean at all. It's kind of disgusting, really. Imagine getting like dust particles in your food that you've paid for. I'm not saying I would report it, but I definitely have concerns. But if they were being idiots to me as well, if they're being disrespectful to me and my mother, yes, I report that straight away. So great revenge. Pretty cool that it got shut down. And you know, it doesn't really surprise me that this woman, the business owner, was doing stuff that she wasn't supposed to do. Clearly there was something going on there where, you know, she was closed but wasn't really closed. So therefore I guess she was officially closed but open to some customers. Towing a car though, that is just disrespectful. And being open illegally, yeah, that's just illegal. Anyway guys, that is going to do it for these 3 stories. Hope you enjoyed the video as a whole. If you did, drop a like on it. Let's try and hit, you know, 3,000 likes. A little target for you guys. If you're new around here and you want to watch some more revenge stories, those are on screen right now for you to enjoy in one handy playlist. And if you aren't already, please subscribe to my channel by clicking this button up here. Turn on notifications so you always get notified when I post my videos each and every day. All right, with that all being said, I will see you tomorrow for another one. Have a good rest of your day.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.